This is the state of things. I'm Phoebe Judge. Making a good pop song might seem easy on the surface. Just put a couple of chords to a catchy melody. But for Lake Street Dive, constructing the right hook is more precise than you'd think. The quartet met as students at the New England Conservatory of Music more than a decade ago. Since then, they've channeled their jazz and classical training to make a dynamic and danceable soul pop sound. Their latest album is called Side Pony. Lake Street Dive performs tonight at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. The show is sold out. Joining me now is Bridget Kearney. She plays upright bass for the group. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us how you all met at the conservatory and how you started playing music together.
We entered the conservatory in the same year, and so some of us became friends in different ensembles and the dorms and stuff. And then our guitar and trumpet player, McDuck, he brought us all together, invited us to a classroom to play some music together, and he'd written on the chalkboard, Lake Street Dive, and he said, we're now a band called Lake Street Dive. And then we kind of figured it out from there. There was a long growing period of figuring out what kind of band we wanted to be.
So you're studying classical music and jazz and all these different types. How did this kind of soul pop sound come out of your rather formal musical training?
I think it was a little bit reactionary what we were doing. Like, you know, we were in conservatory and largely studying this very heady, obtuse kind of music that's only for a small audience. And we were like, this band, the four of us together, is going to play the opposite of that, you know. And originally what we called it was free country music. And I think that was kind of like a joke mostly. And certainly the music was a joke. So we just kind of followed our noses to like what the four of us could do together and capitalizing on our strengths. And ended up in the territory of soul pop, I think probably because Rachel Price, the singer, just sounds amazing singing that kind of stuff.
Was anyone turning their nose up at this, or were they accepting it?
Yeah, they were very supportive. Like, the school that we went to, New England Conservatory, they're very focused on, like, finding your own style. There's actually a class called Development of Personal Style. And so that's kind of something that they always were impressed upon us, was like the value of not just like learning how to play your instrument, but figuring out your own voice on it. So I think that, yeah, the school and the other students were always like pretty psyched about what we were doing.
Let's jump forward a minute to talk about your new album, Side Pony. We're going to hear some of the title song. But first, tell me about the concept behind the Side Pony.
So the song came of, McDuck came up with it inspired by the hairstyle that his wife wore at their wedding, which was a side pony. It was a quirky, especially for, you know, a traditional setting of a wedding, to be rocking a side pony was like very bold. And so he wrote a song that started from there and then expanded to include the side pony being metaphorically like anything that you do that is kind of like outside of the norm, and you just like put it out there and say, this is me. And so we thought that was like a good statement to sort of sum up the record and also just like how we've kind of evolved as a band too, is always just like not really anybody else's recipe, just kind of rocking our side pony.
Well, let's play the song Side Pony.
I got a pair of the hair on my shoulder. It's a pair and it's there and it's bolder. Like I show you my cards, I'm no folder. Yes, I'm a soldier. Against everything square and unsightly. Yes, I know I look good, so don't fight me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready. Because I rock a side pony. I'm just living my life because I rock a side pony, rock a side pony, I rock a side pony. Who doesn't love a side pony? Baby, I'm just living my life because I rock a side pony, I rock a side pony, I rock a side pony. Since I met you, you've been in my stable, and I see you whenever I'm able. Though we're keeping it under the table, it ain't a favor. Having fun and we're keeping it flirty. Everybody might say that it's dirty, but don't you worry, because I rock a side pony.
That's the song Side Pony by Lake Street Dive. The band performs tonight at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. My guest is upright bassist Bridget Kearney. Bridget, how does the group as a whole use your formal training to create kind of like the perfect pop song?
I think we mostly like are students of pop music in the same way that we were students of jazz and classical music. We'll pay a lot of attention and dissect the songs that we love and try to, you know, get inside them and figure out the secrets that are what is in the music and making us love it so much. You know, it's not all just magic. Some of it's magic, but like there are things that you can get inside and figure out and be like, oh, that's why it's so good.
And you all are writing songs. How do you specifically approach writing? I mean, I have no idea how I would approach writing a song. How do you even start?
I like to, you know, devote some time to it every day and also kind of think about it like throughout the day, because especially lyrically, it's like really hard to just sit down with a pen and be like, this, okay, now I'm writing, you know. You need to kind of be thinking about it all the time and saying, spotting things in the world and being like, oh, that could be good for a song. And then musically, it also has a lot to do with just looking out for things that you love and listening to a lot of music, going to concerts and saying, wow, that's so cool. What happens right there in that part of the song? Like, how does that work? And then you kind of like play with that, you know, try it in a couple different ways, mix and match, see where it goes from there.
Do you throw a lot of them out?
Yeah. And what's terrible is even when you throw them out, you usually remember them. So it'll be, you know, years later, I'm just walking down the street and find myself humming something. And I'm like, oh, no, it's that terrible song that I wrote. And I'm so mad at my brain for coming up with that.
Well, let's hear a not terrible song that you wrote off the latest album. This is called Call Off Your Dogs. That's the song Call Off Your Dogs by the band Lake Street Dive. The group performs tonight at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. My guest is upright bassist Bridget Kearney. Bridget, what was it like to go from the conservatory culture to playing dive bars when the group started out?
Refreshing, I guess. Yeah, it's such a different atmosphere, and the response that you get is so like immediate and visceral. It's just like, if you're playing well, then someone's gonna be like shouting at you. They're not gonna be like, oh yes, fantastic. So we learned a lot from playing in dive bars, and it was a very good education.
The group turned some heads with a YouTube video of you performing the Jackson 5 song I Want You Back. Tell us about making this video and whether you had any idea anyone was gonna watch this.
Yeah, that was, we'd put out a number of videos that were just us playing live, mostly because of our limitations. You know, we didn't have any budget to make studio videos, so it was one microphone and one camera, and that was one of many that we'd put out, and I think we'd intended to go find like a cool location and then didn't have time, so we shot it in front of our friend's house, and somehow it managed to capture the attention of the internet, which is like, you know, generally so short. so it was, I was pleased and also like impressed sort of that it was able to captivate people in its simplicity.
They liked it. Well, let's play a clip of that video.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in a crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take a second look. Won't you please let me back in your heart now? Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go. Now that I've seen you in his arms, yeah, well, trying to live without your love is one long sleepless night.
Well, your bass is the real star of that one. That's a clip of the band Lake Street Dive performing the song I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. The group performs tonight at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. My guest is upright bassist Bridget Kearney. Bridget, the band's enjoying a lot of success since that video and also after. Have there been any surreal moments when you've had to kind of like step back and pinch up and be like, oh my gosh, this is working?
Yes, a lot of those moments, and also just moments, I mean, probably one of the more memorable surreal moments of late was when we got to back up Paul Simon on something, and he's like been a huge hero of ours forever, and we were just clapping and standing in a group, and he was just a few feet away from us, and it was completely unbelievable. I couldn't believe that it was happening.
Was he nice?
He was very nice.
Well, it's always good to know. What other influences do you have besides Paul Simon? You're not shy to admit the like admiration for the Beatles.
Yes, the Beatles are incredible. Their catalog in their short lifespan as a band was just so diverse, and they were constantly moving forward. And that's, I think, one of the main lessons that we've learned from them is to like make each record different from the last one and keep pushing ourselves to experiment with different things.
I think it feels like it's not cool anymore to say you like the Beatles. I don't know when that happened.
Right? But. Yeah. I just can't stand for that.
Well, let's just keep hearing some music. This is a song that the lead vocalist, Rachel Price, grew up performing. She grew up performing in several choirs, and she wrote this song, I think, and it's called Mistakes.
That let these men go to know each other. I got one who's working undercover, trying to solve my mystery. Look at one mistake.
That's the song Mistakes by the band Lake Street Dive. The group performs tonight at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. My guest is upright bassist Bridget Carney. Bridget, you're donating proceeds from your North Carolina shows to the group Equality NC in lieu of HB2. Tell us why the group chose to do this.
It's just been such a national issue. You know, it's a state issue, but it's been everywhere, and we felt that it was important for us to, not only for North Carolina, but for the whole country and people that follow us online and stuff, to know where we stand on the issue. And from what we've learned, you know, it's affects a broad spectrum of people, not just the transgender bathroom issue, but a whole number of other things. So, you know, we just really wanted to do what we can to help out those people that are affected by it.
Well, a lot of people will see you tonight. It's also your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Well, thanks for doing
big
this
day.
On your birthday. My guest is Bridget Carney. She's the upright bass player for the band Lake Street Dive. The group's latest album is called Side Pony. Lake Street Dive plays tonight at 8 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. The show is sold out. You can find out more about the show at our website, stateofthings.org. That's the State of Things for today. The State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, and Charlie Shelton Ormond. Robin Copley is the technical director. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Phoebe Judge. Once again, Lake Street Dive.
So long, why you gone away for so long? Why? Never have to say so long. So long.